Maharaj, about the sense organs and the sadhana, in Chandogya Upanishad, you had mentioned that all the senses are actually dvak only at the end.
Correct.
So in that context, we saw that Vayu Devata was like the Sagunam Brahma.
Correct.
So similarly, over here, they are all getting united through prana.
Yeah.
So it's a similar concept here also, right, Maharaj? Both are Saguna Brahma upasana.
You see, the truth is, it is God who is manifesting as the individual. Vayu Devata manifests as prana shakti. Jala Devata manifests as water in our body. Bhu Devata is manifesting as food in our body. Agni Devata is manifesting as heat in our body. Akasha Devata is manifesting in the form of the Shrotrendriya, hearing. So where is my existence? I don't exist really speaking. But selfishness feels I am so and so. This body is mine. Actually, this body belongs to whom? All the Panchadevatas. And all the Panchadevatas belong to whom?
Atman.
In this light, what you have to see is that the tvak, the sparsh, the sense organ of touch. So it is made possible by whom? By the Vayu Devata. It is cool. It is hot. It is soft. It is hard, etc. So every Devata is doing the same thing. For example, for the eye, all the forms and colors are manifestations of what?
Surya Devata.
Surya Devata. Without light, what form do you see?
Nothing.
And so what colors do you see?
Nothing.
That's why if a blind man marries a white-skinned person or a black-skinned person or a yellow-skinned person or an admixture of all these five colors, what difference does it make?
Nothing.
So what I'm trying to tell you, we are ungrateful. Who is sustaining our life? God. So what is my contribution, selfishness? Where does selfishness come from? To think that I am separate from the Devata is called selfishness. And that is coming because of Ajnana. So this Upasana helps us to cut ourselves off from self. What is selfishness? I am not the
Atman.
Devata.
Devata.
Forget about Atman now. For the moment, let us say that if I have got asthma, why Devata is not stopping me breathing? It is my problem I have created because of my own karma, isn't it?
Yes, Maharaj.
Go on enjoying tobacco powder. Nasyam. Nasyat nasyati. Ultimately, you cannot smell anything. Everything has an advantage, you know. If you serve rotten fish to that fellow, happily you will eat.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I am trying to tell you, it is the eternal fight between gods and demons. That means selfishness and unselfishness. What is unselfishness? That I do not exist, only God exists. Everything is God. That is called pure
unselfishness.
That is the truth. For that all the sadhanas are there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maharaj, one more question, Maharaj. Just from a day-to-day perspective. Here, this upasana of Udgita is mentioned. So sometimes we get this kind of a mental disturbance where whatever we try to do, you just can't get rid of the mental problem. It somehow seem to go in cycles. So in order to break it from a practical standpoint, can we sing loudly a bhajan or just like this with Gita?
Yes, we can do that. But sometimes the same thing, when it turns to shouting, the same practice helps her to shout louder or smaller.
Yeah.
It is nothing to do with singing. What is meant is, so when you have to shouting bhajans also when the other person is asleep.
No, I mean alone.
When you are alone also, be careful, your dog and other things are also not disturbed. What is meant is, it is very nice really, that we have to, I told you the methodology. Whenever we slipped from that, don't forget it. Don't simply say, next time I will be a better person. Simply go on practicing it. Bring it out. Imagine as if you are seeing the same scene before your eyes. First time as it happened. Second time as it should have happened. You know, how does a person become an expert actor? By singing, by acting.
Yeah.
How does a person become expert singer? Simply he walks onto the stage and starts singing. If he does that, he will get ankos.
Yeah.
So, we have to practice. That is also sadhana. That is real sadhana. As we get rid of the unwanted qualities, wanted qualities just start percolating slowly, slowly from the other door. That is the truth. And this is what Patanjali Rishi says, you know. You have to think of the opposite quality.
Yeah, pratipakshita.
Correct. That is what one has to do. Okay?